Hey, you're ready to jump into the world of CBD with me today?
I am. I'm ready.
It's kind of one of those buzzwords you see everywhere, right?
Yeah.
But we're going to try to cut through all of that today
Right.
and zero in on Clever Botanics.
Okay.
That's what we're looking at. They're
Yeah.
doing some interesting things, I think.
Yeah, and it's interesting that CBD is sort of having this moment, right? It's not just a fad anymore.
Yeah.
People are really interested in it.
We're seeing it everywhere. And we've got a ton of resources to dig into, articles, research, even some like firsthand accounts.
Great.
So let's start with Clever Botanics as a company. When I was doing a little background research on them, a couple things kind of jumped out at me.
Okay, like what?
The first being that they seem very transparent about their ingredients,
Yeah.
which is huge for me.
Huge.
Like
Yeah.
right off the bat, organic hemp.
Right.
That says something to me about purity and quality.
For sure. For sure. And for a lot of people, that's really important, you know?
Totally.
Not everybody wants that, but some people are very sensitive to other things and they want to make sure that it's just pure.
Exactly. And it shows me they're serious about it. It's not just a marketing thing because they actually like walk the walk. They have the lab reports to back it up.
Right.
You can actually see what's in their products. That was something that was important to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think transparency is key when it comes to this kind of thing, you know? People want to know what they're putting in their bodies.
Yeah.
They want to feel good about it. So that's awesome.
So they got that ingredient thing down.
Yes.
What else?
Well, it's not just what's in it, right? But it's also the variety. The variety that they offer because,
Because everybody's different.
right, we all like to experience things a little differently.
Yeah.
And so just looking at their catalog, they've got oils, they've got capsules, they even have
I was
edibles.
going to say they have edibles.
They do.
Okay. So they're really running the gamut there.
They really are. Before we get into the different types of products, I think it would be good to just take a step back
Okay, yeah.
and just make sure we're all on the same page about what CBD even is.
Okay, let's get a little sciencey here.
Okay.
Not too much.
Not too technical, but just enough to
Yeah.
understand, the
Okay,
basics.
let's do it. So CBD stands for cannabidiol.
Yeah.
It's found in the hemp plant.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is very important. This is different from THC.
Okay.
CBD will not get you high.
Got it.
It's not about that.
This isn't some kind of mind altering.
No.
What are we talking about here?
So basically, CBD interacts with your body's endocannabinoid system.
Okay.
We'll call it the ECS for short.
Okay.
But you can kind of think of that system as like your body's internal orchestra,
Okay.
keeping everything like your mood, your sleep
In harmony.
in harmony,
Okay.
playing together nicely.
So CBD kind of helps tune the orchestra a little bit.
Yeah, you could say that. And that's why there's so much interest in CBD in terms of its potential to help with a whole bunch of different things.
Well, like what? Give me an example. Like pain,
Pain.
stress, sleep.
You got it. Yeah. We're going to get into all of that.
Okay.
But sticking with this ECS thing for a second,
Okay.
it's like your body's internal conductor.
Okay, so it's kind of managing a lot of these systems,
Right.
and the CBD is helping it do its job better.
Yes. And here's where it gets really interesting. CBD is being explored for its potential to help with different types of pain, chronic pain, muscle soreness.
Interesting.
It's not a cure-all, but it might be a helpful tool.
You know, I've been having some lower back pain lately from sitting at my desk too much. I wonder if CBD could help with that.
Yeah, definitely possible. I mean, that's a really common reason that people look into CBD.
Okay.
And it makes sense when you think about how it's working with your body, on that deeper level.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So we've got pain management. What else is on this list of potential benefits?
Well, let's talk about stress for a minute.
But
I mean, our world today is kind of crazy, right?
no kidding. It feels like every day it's something new.
Exactly. And that's where CBD's potential to, help regulate your mood, promote a sense of calm can be really helpful.
So you're saying like even when everything around you is chaotic,
Yeah.
you can still feel that sense of inner peace.
Exactly. Like you've got that inner reset button you can kind of hit.
I like that. So it's not about like avoiding stress or pretending it's not there.
Right.
It's more about like being able to handle it better.
Yeah. Building up that resilience.
Okay, I like that. And speaking of feeling more balanced, let's talk about sleep for a second,
Oh, yeah.
because you know how important that is.
Huge.
I mean, if I don't sleep well,
Right.
forget about it. I'm a mess.
Totally different person.
Oh, yeah. Grumpy, unfocused.
Yeah, we've all been there. But think about this. CBD is actually being studied for its potential to help regulate your sleep cycles and improve the quality of your sleep.
Okay, so you're saying I could actually wake up and feel
Like you've actually slept?
like a human being.
Yes.
Okay, because I would give anything for a solid night's sleep where I don't wake up like five times.
Right.
Okay, so We've got pain, stress, sleep. Is there anything else, or is that pretty much the big ones?
I mean, those are some of the big ones. But I think what's really interesting is that a lot of people see CBD as a way to support your overall well-being.
Okay.
So it's not just about addressing those specific issues, but it's like this proactive approach.
So instead of just dealing with things as they pop up,
right,
you're kind of taking a more holistic view.
Exactly. It's about enhancing that overall state of balance that we were talking about with the ECS.
Okay, that makes sense. Are we ready to bring this back to Clever Botanics now?
Yes. Let's talk products.
Okay, let's do it. So we've established they're all about quality, transparency, and they've got a good variety of products.
Yeah.
But let's get down to like the nitty gritty.
Okay.
What are some of their standout options?
Well, a lot of people are interested in their CBD oils, for example.
Okay. Yeah. CBD oils. I hear that a lot, but I'm not really sure how those work.
They're pretty simple. Basically, you just put a few drops under your tongue.
Okay.
Hold it there for a minute or so, and then swallow.
And that, like, bypasses having to digest it or something.
Exactly. It allows for faster absorption into your bloodstream. And Clever Botanics offers different strengths, so you can figure out, you know, what dosage works best for you.
Okay, that makes sense. What about those capsules? I feel like those would be good for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm always on the go.
Totally.
Like, throw it in my bag and I'm good to go.
And you know exactly how much you're getting with those.
Right.
It's pre-measured.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
All right, next up, we've got hemp flowers.
Yes.
Full disclosure, I'm not as familiar with this one.
So hemp flowers are basically the buds of the hemp plant.
Okay.
And you can smoke them or vape them.
So if someone is curious about CBD, but wants to try it in its most like natural form, that would be the way to go.
That's it. That's the most traditional way to experience CBD.
Got it. What about edibles?
Ooh, edibles.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, they're great.
Like gummies and chocolates and all that.
Exactly. It's a really enjoyable way to take your CBD.
So it's good if you don't love the taste of the oil.
Right.
Exactly. Plus, who doesn't love a little treat with their CBD?
Right. It's a little guilt-free indulgence.
Okay. I like it. And then last but not least, we have topicals.
Yes.
So these are like creams and balms and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading about athletes using these for sore muscles.
Yes.
Joint pain.
Targeted relief. So let's say you have a sore shoulder or a stiff neck.
Yeah.
You can apply the topical right there.
So it goes directly to the source.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it absorbs through your skin. So again, it's bypassing the digestive system for people who prefer that.
That's really interesting. Okay. So we went from like the science behind CBD and how it works in our bodies,
mm-hmm.
all the way to Clever Botanics' commitment to quality and this awesome product lineup they've got.
It's pretty amazing how much there is to learn, right?
I know, and we just scratched the surface.
Yeah.
But before we go any further, I think it's good to remember that CBD affects everyone a little bit differently.
Absolutely.
What works for one person might not work for another.
Exactly. And that's okay. There's no one size fits all.
Right.
You know?
And it's always a good idea to talk to your doctor too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you are taking any other medications or you have any pre-existing health conditions, just to be safe.
Yeah, sure.
So as we kind of wrap up our deep dive here into Clever Botanics and just the world of CBD in general,
mm-hmm.
what's like the key takeaway you want to leave our listener with?
You know, I think the most important thing is to just approach it with an open mind and a little curiosity, you know?
Yeah.
We've touched on some of the potential benefits, but the research is still ongoing.
Right.
So, you know, just pay attention to how your own body responds.
Totally.
See how you feel and don't be afraid to kind of adjust things as you go.
I love that. And knowledge is power, right?
Always.
The more you know about CBD, the more informed decisions you can make for your own well-being.
Absolutely. And who knows, maybe CBD could be that thing you've been looking for all along.
Maybe. It's worth looking into. Well, that's it for this deep dive into Clever Botanics. Until next time, keep those questions coming and keep diving deeper into the things that matter most to you.